Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Show with Sharon Jeffers. I hope you're having a wonderful day, wherever you may be, or had one, if it's later for you. I'm in Los Angeles right now, so it's 2 p.m. here. And today, when people call in, I would love to hear where you are. I know last week I had a couple of, well, week before last, a couple of calls from the East Coast, and I thought afterwards, oh, I never ask people where they are. It's always interesting to know. So for those of you who are new to this, the Mystic Oracle is a mystic science of the playing card deck, which reveals that the card deck was originally used as a calendar. And what I'm looking at when I'm speaking to you, doing readings or even talking about the cards when I did the delineations in my book, Cards of Destiny, is I'm looking at charts that are composed of the 52 cards, each one, rather than laying cards out like fortune telling. And there's a sequence that they move through that defines time. And it's very interesting and very revealing and very accurate. And each one of us, according to the day we're born, month and day, have a life path in the cards. We have a birth card that governs that day. Each of the 365 days is associated with a specific card. Since there are 52 cards in the deck and one joker, some birthdays are, or some cards have only one birthday and some have 12. And there's everything in between. And so it's quite fascinating. If you go on my website, starofthemagi.com, starofthemagi.com, and click on the cards, you can read about how the cards associate with the calendar. And then if you click on what's your card, if you don't know your birthday card, you can discover what your birthday card is. So I welcome you, and if you're new to this and you have questions, I welcome you to call in. I want to give you the new phone numbers for calling in. For the United States, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And for Canada only, 888-815-9756. Again, 888-815-9756. One of the things I was doing earlier today, I've just noticed that there have been a lot of disasters and cave-ins and things going on the last week or so, and flooding. I guess that's been going on longer. And oftentimes I'll go on the history website and look up what disasters have happened or what kind of things have happened on the day, just out of curiosity, because I find it so interesting how things go. And the last show that we did, I think last week they replayed week before last because I was traveling last Thursday. And that show was all about how to determine cards that govern names, our names, names of places. And I know that a lot of you know that I use a system to do compatibility reports, not just looking at the aspects and how they relate in the life path, but also by bringing two cards together, each card having its own value, and then, you know, discovering the card that is the composite of those two cards. Well, and I taught everyone who was listening last show how to do that with names. And if you have any questions about that, you can call me or email me. You're welcome to email me, too, while I'm on the air. So, you know, I was just watching all that was going on here the last week, and I did the month August in the cards. And August is the Jack of Hearts, the name August. And the Jack of Hearts is the card of sacrificial love, and it's also the card that is like the way shower of truth. It's the Christ card. It's known as the Christ card because if you look at the life path, it sits right in the center of a cross, the way the cards line up. And it does in the spirits. It does in all the spreads, actually. It never moves that card. So I thought, well, gosh, that would make sense that there are all these disasters going on because the first card in that life path is the Nine of Clubs and the second card is the Nine of Spades and, you know, it's kind of heavy in the beginning with this energy. And then I started looking at for disasters and disasters and every day of the month of August I was finding, like, you know, we dropped the bomb on Hiroshima and Berlin was invaded and there was, you know, an earthquake here that devastated this place and floods here and there. And I was going through and I was like, wow, every day except the Ten of Diamonds day so far, it's just been something really catastrophic. But then I went back to July and started looking around there and there are always disasters every day. So it kind of blew my little theory right out of the water, you know. I have this part of my inquisitive mind is I always want to figure everything out, and that's probably the reason I'm so attracted to this system, because you can reveal things in time, and you can reveal things about yourself, which I believe is one of the most important aspects of this system. Each one of the suits governs and reveals to us, you know, our nature, and the birth card that we have reveals who we're showing up as in this life and the energy that we're embodying, and then our whole life path in the cards shows us all the different aspects of our character inside and out. And the inside and out part is really, really precious because a lot of times many of us feel that people don't see who we really are, and who we appear to be and who's living on the inside is often different. And I don't mean in an unhealthy way. I mean that we just all have an inner world that is so rich and wonderful, and it doesn't always get expressed. And one of the things that I love about this system is that as you learn about who you are, who you show up to be to other people, who you are to yourself, and who, you know, the energies that live within you that want to emerge and manifest and express themselves, then the more freedom there is to really be in that experience and allow ourselves to dance more freely through time. Because that is what the system governs and defines is time. I did a presentation at the East West Bookstore last Thursday night in Mountain View, California. And if any of you are listening, I want to thank you for being there. It was a really nice turnout and wonderful people. And the conversation that happened was really great. And it's fascinating to see how attracted people are. When I present, I usually just put a simple chart up in front of the room, which is the life path and the spirit spread, one being our cosmic blueprint and the other being the road we walk through this life. And someone asked me this question, and I know I've brought this up before, is if I have the same birthday as someone else, the same month and day or the same day, and year, you know, do we have the same life path? And the answer to that is yes. And at the same time, the example that came to me was that, you know, when you're hiking through the forest or on a walk with a friend or a loved one, you're walking side by side, you're on the same path, you're in the same environment, you're surrounded by the same things. However, what you're experiencing as you walk along are completely different things. And what you're perceiving is very different. Each of you are having your own unique experience. And your experiences are determined by your previous experiences. Our experiences are always determined by what we've experienced previously, how we've learned from our experiences, what we've decided to incorporate into our awareness, and how we choose to be aware and present. So we all do have, if we share a birthday, we have the same life path. My card is the same card as the Buddha. It's also the same card as Saddam Hussein. No. He's the Six of Clubs. It's the same as Osama bin Laden. For some reason, I get those guys mixed up. So Osama bin Laden is the King of Diamonds, and so was the Buddha, you know? And so this is the beauty of this, is there's every imaginable way of each one of these influences expressing themselves. Sorry, my email just beeped, and so I've seen if it was one of you. So there's an extremely unconscious side to everything, and there is an extremely conscious side. And we all know how we move in and out of those spaces in ourselves. And, you know, there's a good chance that's why we're here, so we get to experience all of this. So again, I want to welcome any of you who want to call in. If you just found out your birth card and you have questions, or if you want to know your planetary ruling card, your spirit card, your soul card, I'm happy to answer those questions. If you have a brief, uncomplicated question about your life, I like to do short readings, no more than 5 minutes, so that people all have a chance. And so when you call in, I would like your name and the month and day of your birthday. And then if you want me to look up something in your life spreads and where you are in time, I need your present age, not the age you're going to be on your next birthday, but the age you are right now today. The call-in numbers, again, are 877-876-5227 for the U.S. and 888-815-9756 for Canada. You can also visit my website at starofthemagi.com. The first time I did this radio show, I felt a little crazy. It was like it was the strangest feeling that I ever had, sitting and talking, not knowing if I was talking to anyone. And I've never gone back and listened to that show. I'm afraid that if I do, I won't ever do another radio show, because I was so sure I must have sounded like somebody just let me out of the nut house, because it's an interesting thing to sit and talk with, you know, I know you're out there. I know that now. But, you know, that first time was so unusual for me. And I've since gotten used to it, to the point of I never know exactly what I'm going to talk about when I start this radio show. And I just really trust that when it all starts happening, that whatever is best will be what's coming out of my mouth. And when I hear my little intro song playing, all the little neurons in my brain start dancing around in response. Okay, there is someone on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Sadie.
Sadie?
Yes. And I missed all the information that you needed.
You what?
I missed of what information you needed to have.
I need the month and day of your birth.
Okay, that's April 18th.
April 18th, mm-hmm. Which is the Three of Diamonds. Yes. You're in Aries, Three of Diamonds. Did you know you had a Three of Diamonds birthday?
No, I didn't.
Oh. Well, that's a very colorful character. In fact, in my book, that's exactly what I call the Three of Diamonds, the colorful character. It's a highly creative card. Your planetary ruling card, being in Aries, is Seven of Diamonds. So the Three of Diamonds is the card of financial creativity. So one way or another, diamonds are always having to learn about money. They're either getting beyond their fear of not having enough, stepping into their power to have it, or totally into making money and always into spending money.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just about money. It's also about values. And threes are extremely creative. So it's important for you, even though it can be challenging to make your mind up or stick with a decision when you have a three birth card,
mm-hmm.
It's important for you to have outlets and expressions for your creative intelligence. And it's also important for you to have a lot of physical movement or activity in your life because you're really working with a lot of energy. Your card sits in an aspect with the planets Mercury and Uranus, which means that your mind literally can go all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's quite possible that when you were a child, you wondered if somebody didn't drop you off in the wrong planet. Because there's a feeling of nobody understands who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And then with this Seven of Diamonds planetary ruling card, you probably worked really hard at having people like you and making sure everyone was happy and keeping things harmonious.
Mm-hmm.
That's an extremely sensitive card emotionally because unlike the wild Three of Diamonds, which is the mind unleashed into who knows where, mm-hmm. The Seven of Diamonds sits in a double Venus position, which is all about love and sensitivity. So putting that together makes you really sensitive, not just in general, but you're probably extremely aware of other people's thoughts and feelings or their attitudes or, you know, just their demeanor and how they come across.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important for you to not care so much about what they think or how they feel and spend more time focusing on you and what you need. Do you want to tell me your age?
I'm 31.
You're 31 right now?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm just going to take a quick look to see what the influences are that are working with you right now.
Okay.
Oh,
the year
nice.
Was 76.
Hmm?
The year I was born was 76.
Yeah. So you just turned 31.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Ten of Spades sitting in your house. This is very, very, very nice. Because this is a card that really inspires us to work and to accomplish things. And it drives us in that direction. One of the things that happens with your other card, the Seven of Diamonds,
mm-hmm.
is it goes back and forth and exchanges places and also relates strongly, because this is who you are on the inside, to the Nine of Hearts. So a lot of your lessons are learned through relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And often people can disappoint you. See, you understand friendship in a way that not everyone does.
Mm-hmm.
And you understand love in a way that not everyone does. And because of that, it's easy to expect other people to respond the way that you would, but nobody is going to do that quite the same way. because you have an extra special connection with that planet Venus. And the rest of us are learning about giving in the way that you know how to give, probably way too much. You understand?
Yeah, I do. It's a long time to realize that and get over it.
Yeah, yeah. So rather than taking those disappointments personally,
mm-hmm.
and feeling let down or... because, you know, in this lifetime, you could be completing a lot of things with other souls that you're running into. You want to just look at how does this situation make me stronger? How can I become more? You have to learn to receive and know that instead of giving first, allow people to give to you. I know that's a tall order. However, it will really shift things in an amazing way. You could get up in the morning and say, okay, life, what would you like to give to me today? Because it's really easy for you to give, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very easy.
Yeah. So instead of making that your first action, just pull the rein in on yourself a little bit and make yourself totally available to receive and practice that. Because it'll balance out that energy, and then that will help to stabilize relationships.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
You can read more about your cards on my website.
Okay. And what is that?
It's Star of the Magi, StarOfTheMagi.com. And you can also look at my book, because I have more in-depth delineations in my book.
Uh-huh.
And you can look up your card. And remember to look at the Seven of Diamonds, and also the Nine of Hearts is very important for you.
The Seven of Diamonds, Three of Diamonds, Nine of Hearts, and Ten of Spades?
Yeah, the Ten of Spades is a temporary influence that's working with you this year. What you want
to
take advantage of and align with that. Okay.
And that had to deal with...
It's very different than the other energies.
Okay. And that had to deal with accomplishing work?
It has to deal with accomplishment, both spiritually and materially.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Sadie, thank you for calling.
Thank you. That was very insightful.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful day.
Okay. You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye. See, one of the cool things is that, you know, our cycles in time are constantly changing, and so we have these influences that are coming in and blessing us, and our cards are moving into other cards' houses, so we're learning how to gain from that energy. Because each one of these cards is like an entire universe. It's a very definite energy. And the number and the suit carry a tremendous amount of weight. So like Sadie has the Ten of Spades sitting in her house this year. And Ten is all about accomplishment. And Spades are about spirituality and work. Plus the Ten of Spades is the Ten of Tens. It's like the suits go hearts, clubs, diamond, spades. So that Ten of Spades embodies the wisdom of the Ten of Hearts, the Ten of Clubs, the Ten of Diamonds, and itself. Not only the wisdom, all the goodies that come with that, because they all bring us blessings in some way, and they all bring us lessons, and they bring the ability to use that energy in a way that we wouldn't usually. Like for Sadie being the Three of Diamonds, that energy is going in more than one direction all the time. And so this Ten of Spades energy, while she's 31, will help her harness her energy and focus it in a way that isn't always available to her. So that's how this works. And the more we learn about this, the more we know how to use these influences. I am putting together a workshop with a workbook and, you know, literature and CDs and things that teaches you how to read your own cards so that you can go through and read all this. I've got so many projects going on right now. I need about 4 more bodies and at least 20 more hours in a day. So if you would like to call in, the numbers are 877-876-5227 for the U.S. and 888-815-9756 for Canada. And then the direct line for those of you that live in the area is 530-876-3222. I wonder if I'm giving you the right numbers. I don't even know what station I'm on. Oh, well, Sadie got through. I know if you're on the BBS website, you can. The numbers will be right there. You maybe ought to look at those. I might be reading this email wrong because they just sent this out to us today. And I just realized it says Station 1. I don't know if I'm on Station 1 or Station 2. Can somebody tell me that, please? Okay, thank you. All right, I'm on Station 1. All right, thank you. So today, for those of you that have not been on my website, go on my website. I put the card of the day up there every day. And the talk that I did in Mountain View was called Unveiling the Intention of Time. And every day, I put the card of the day up on my website. You can also sign up to have it emailed to you. I send those emails out at night. And I also have this information in the back of my book. The front half of my book is all the birthday delineations, and the back half is a perpetual calendar. And sometimes I put a little more on the website than what's in the book, depending on what my headspace is in the moment. But each day has specific energies, and I show you in my book how to find your personal card for the day, which is the relationship between your birth card and the card of the day. So today is a Four of Diamonds day, and so my personal card with that card is the Four of Hearts, because I'm a king of diamonds, and kings stay in the same number. It'll be different for every one of us. If someone was a two of diamonds today, their personal card of the day would be the six of hearts. So that adds another dimension. And then you read about the card of the day and see what the energy is in general for the day. And then you can do your composite card and then go and read about that card and what those energies are all about. So for somebody that was a two of diamonds today, today would be very much about bringing relationships into their right order and, you know, making any adjustments that were necessary. And it also might be a day when there are feelings of getting in touch with a deeper purpose in life and feeling a pull toward destiny in some way. So these are the kinds of things that can be revealed to us. And it's really endless, the amount of information that can be uncovered in the system. And hello?
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Judy.
Dee Dee? Hi, Dee Dee.
Sorry, couldn't hear you.
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Fine. I have your website up right now.
Uh-huh.
And I've been reading through it. It's very interesting.
Is this your first time coming across this system?
I'm sorry?
Have you heard of this system before?
No, I have not.
Oh, that's great. I'm always excited when, and this has been happening a lot with this show, people showing up that didn't know about this before.
Right.
When is your birthday?
I've been going through everyone's birthday, checking it out.
Uh-huh.
And it's, fits very well.
Uh-huh. It's very accurate. And those descriptions that I have on there, those are actually off my greeting card line. So the ones in the book are more in depth.
Oh, okay.
And in the book, I also talk about how we are in relationships, each
mm-hmm.
card. And also, I also talk about children with that card and what they need.
Mm.
What needs to be recognized for them. This is an area of great importance for me, children. So, Dee Dee, what month and day is your birthday?
529.
So you're the Three of Clubs.
Right.
Oh, you would be curious about all of this. Because clubs like to know. So you're a Gemini.
Yes.
So you're actually a double three because you have a planetary ruling.
I'm sorry, bad connection.
Excuse me? Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Just barely.
I know. It sounds very, very cluttered, the line. So we have a birth card. Your birth card is the Three of Clubs.
Yes.
And then you have a planetary ruling card, which is the Three of Spades. The Three of Clubs, the birthday card is... It's like the costume that we wear to the ball being life. So that's our soul's expression in this lifetime. Our planetary ruling card is more like how we move through the world and how we think of ourselves and how other people see us.
Mm-hmm.
And so your planetary ruling card is the Three of Spades. So you might want to write these down. And then you have a spirit card, and I talk about the spirit card and reveal what they are in the book. Your spirit card is the Five of Diamonds.
Okay.
Who is the seeker of truth.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And the spirit card is, that card brings our challenges and our opportunities. Our opportunities being what our challenges become when we rise to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a soul card as well, which is the card that directs us. These are the gifts that we bring in this life, and that card for you is the King of Diamonds.
Okay.
So you can read all about those cards, and you'll see yourself in all of them.
Sounds interesting.
It's very interesting. You're a very curious, creative, playful person.
Curious, maybe. Creative, I'm not so sure.
Well, I am, and that could show up in any way. It doesn't have to show up by you making jewelry or throwing pots or painting pictures.
Right.
It could just be in the way that you live your life or the way you do business or the way you communicate with people.
Okay.
It is something that can be cultivated. This is the writer's card.
Hmm.
And interestingly, what I found is more Three of Clubs men are writers than women.
Oh, okay.
And I can see why. Three of Clubs women are usually more engaged in family and relationships and that whole realm of things.
Right.
Yeah. So, however, there is a lot of energy there, and, you know, your friendliness and your ability to communicate is really a gift.
Oh, good.
Uh-huh.
That's good.
So Do you want me to look at your present time, just to look at one quick thing?
Sure.
What is your present age?
60.
60. Oh, you were born in the year of the fire pig in Chinese astrology. This is your year, darling.
This is my year?
This is your year.
Okay.
So you have the Ace of Diamonds sitting in your house and the King of Diamonds. And the King of Diamonds is your soul card. So I would say that, you know, this is a time, if you were interested, where you could begin something new for yourself. And that could be something where you enhance the quality of life for other people, like through volunteer work or giving of yourself in some way. Or it could have to do with a business venture or something that you're interested in.
Okay.
Anything in any one of those lines could lead to success for you.
Great.
Right now.
That sounds good.
Yes. And communication and connecting with other people, very, very important at this time.
Okay.
And there really is a lot about a new relationship with yourself and a new beginning in some way. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I think we're planning on moving.
Oh, yes. Well, you're sitting in the house of a new home, so it's going to be a nice move.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very empowering for you.
Oh, good.
It'll be good for health, good for wealth, and good for happiness.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Very different. You're very welcome. Thank you so much for calling, Dee Dee.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's fun, isn't it? I just moved from Kauai. I know some of you think I still live there. I was going back and forth between Kauai and Los Angeles, and my birthday was in April, and in January I was teaching a card workshop, and I was holding my chart up in front of the class as an example, and I was reading through my past for the year before my birthday, the one that was active for January, and I was just going along, and I had the book in front of me, so I was reading upside down. And then I said, oh, I'm moving, because I saw cards that definitely said I was moving. And sure enough, I left at the end of that month and came over to L.A. for 2 months. And then I went back, and I wasn't going to leave. And 2 days later, I was packing. And I left. I moved out of my house in Kauai in 4 days. It was just amazing. So these influences come. When we resist them, we create difficulties for ourselves. So when difficulties or obstacles or frustration are present, this is a sign that we are working against the influences that are moving in our life or trying to move us through time. Whenever we feel obstacle, whenever we feel we're bumping up against something or something isn't going our way, we need to step back. Just step back and take a few breaths. Let go of whatever it is we think needs to be happening. And really ask in the moment, what would you like of me? What's the best direction for me? This is what the nines and the sevens teach us. The nines teach us to let go, because life has something bigger that it wants to give us. It wants to take us into the realm of the tens. But if we're hanging on, we can't go in there. You know, it's like, did you see the National Geographic special? They showed these monkeys, and they reach in to get they showed a monkey learning how to do this. There was a log, and it had a hole. And the monkey reached in to get the termites with his hand. And he had a fistful, and he couldn't get his hand out because he was hanging on to them. So finally he let go and got his fist out, and then he went and got a twig and stuck it in, and they'd climb on the twig and he'd eat them, and he'd stick the twig back. And it's sort of that way for us. It's like, if something isn't working, we have to let go because we're just not on the right track, or maybe we're just off a degree. But if you fly in an airplane and you're off 1 degree, you're not ever going to get to your destination. You're going to end up hundreds of miles somewhere else, you know, away from where you wanted to go. It's the same way with us. It's all about learning to fine-tune, to pay attention. And our cards teach us how each of us do that, because each of us do that differently. And one of the reasons I wrote my book, this is the reason I wrote my book, is because we are all each unique and wonderful. And we each have something to give. We each have something to teach everyone else. And we each have something to learn, and we have something to learn from everyone else. And so, you know, in my book, I talk about who you are, what your challenges are, and what your opportunities are, how you are in relationship. And then, as I told Didi, I have a section about children of that card, because it's important for us to understand who our kids are. It's important for us to understand who we are. So I wrote the book so that, because it's so easy, the way we grow up in our society, to judge ourselves and each other, and it doesn't do anyone any good when we're living in that kind of energy and that mindset. And the cards teach us how to refine. They teach us how to be the individual we are, how to communicate with each other, how to express who we are, how to bring our ideas into form and stand on a solid foundation, how to explore and discover what we're here to learn, and how to bring that into balance and integrate that into our lives. They teach us how to refine ourselves, our thinking, our relationships, our way of being in them, you know, our values, and how to manifest what it is that we want in our life. Totally teach us that, because it's different for each one of us. The same process is not going to work for every individual, because each one of us processes life differently. We each perceive it differently. We interact with it uniquely in our own way. A heart is not going to go about manifesting things the same way a club is, or a diamond, or a spade. None of them do it the same. We're all very different. And a 1 will do it differently than a 4. Or a 3 will do it very differently than an 8. You know, it's like, so when we start putting the puzzle of who we are together with this amazing system that somebody, you know, downloaded into this dimension, it's like we then have a map. That's all it is. It's a map. Oh, here I am. And this is where I'm going, and this is how I get there. And it's so very cool. And then we can look at each other and really witness the beauty of these different influences manifesting. I mean, look at astrology. When you look at, you know, somebody who's a certain astrological sign, and you understand, oh, that they're that way because of this. Or, say, Scorpios. Scorpios get a very bad rap, you know. And the truth is they're extremely sensitive. And what's even more profound is a 2 of Clubs Scorpio is going to be a completely different person than a 4 of Diamonds Scorpio. And on and on and on it goes. So this is an addition to awareness. And it doesn't have to be used with astrology. It actually embodies that, but it's very simple to understand and learn, easy to apply, and it helps us to gain insight. It's like Didi said, she was reading different people's birthdays, and it was accurate. it helped us, you know, when I first made my greeting card line. I don't know if you know who Tom Kenyon is. He's a very dear friend of mine. We've known each other for like 30 years. And he was having a workshop in Sedona, and he invited me, and he told me to bring my greeting card line with me. So I did. And one woman there bought 33 cards for family and friends. Well, she called me a few weeks later and told me the story, and it really brought tears to my eyes, and I thought, if this were the only thing that ever came from my work, it would be worth it. Her son had just gotten out of jail, and he's the Jack of Spades. And she had bought his card, and she framed it and put it by his bed for when he came home. The Jack of Spades is the card of the spiritual initiate. It's also the card of the thief. It's a card of deception. They can rip you off and make you think you got the deal of the century. In between those two, it's the card of the actor. Brilliant business person. If the Jack of Spades is a con artist, they're going to be, you know, the Donald Trump of the criminal world. I mean, this is like just raw brilliance, cleverness, and craftiness. So when used with integrity, tremendous goodness comes, and usually a lot of wealth and recognition. When used in other ways, without integrity, other things happen. He read his card, and he walked out and went to her, and he goes, "Now do you understand why I am the way I am?" And she said she just cried, you know, and they cried together. And I have a feeling that his life probably changed in that moment. And I'm sure that her understanding of him was greater. And I thought, oh, my God. I mean, just that one thing is so amazing to me, to have that little peek into an unlimited realm of wisdom and self-awareness that can be gained regarding who we are in this life and what we're doing here and what our challenges are and what our potential is. And even just the spectrum of that, to me, is fascinating, because I know for myself with my spirit card, which again is the card that brings our challenges and opportunities, you know, I can be very distracted, and yet when I channel that energy, there is, you know, no end to the creative intelligence that I can tap into with that card. And I used to just spin in circles with confusion. Oh, my God. When I had to make a decision, oh, my God, it was a nightmare for me. But once I understood that energy within me, and I could say, oh, this is my Three of Clubs energy. How can I route this? How can I channel this? How can I give this an avenue so I have clarity? And I would just embrace that feeling of uncertainty or confusion or distraction, whatever it was. And it would just shift. And, you know, it's a physical law. In physics, they say that once something is seen, it can never remain the same. And that's exactly how this is. It's like, have you ever been standing in a bookstore and you're focused on what you're looking at, and all of a sudden you feel your energy starts to change, and then you feel like somebody's looking at you, and you look, and there is somebody looking at you. And just them seeing you changed your energy. It's the same way whenever we look at anything, whether it's a pattern we want to change, something that we want to see within ourselves. Once we start exploring and investigating who we are, as defined by the system, and I'm not saying this is the only oracle, that's available to us. It just happens to be the one that I'm working with. This system makes it so easy to get really up close and personal with all the different things that are going on with us, whether they be spiritual, mental, emotional, physical. It's all there, every bit of it. So if anybody wants to call in, I have time for a 3-minute reading right now. You can call in if you're calling from the United States on 877-876-5227 and from Canada, 888-815-9756. Next week, I am going to have a guest on the show, and we are going to be having a conversation about relationships, and it will also be a call-in show. And it's very interesting to study the dynamics of relationship. I have another website. It is itsallinthecards.com. You can get relationship compatibility charts on there. You put in your month and day and somebody else's. The reports are, I think they're approximately 15 pages long, and they are a very reasonable $3.97 for reports. They're just made available for people to gain more insight into your relationships. I want to thank you all for listening today. If you go on my website, you can sign up for the card of the day. With the card of the day, you get that in your email box every day. And I also have on there, you know, what I'm up to. If I'm showing up somewhere, I have something new to offer you. All that information is on there. And feel free to contact me via email. I answer all my emails, usually within 24 hours unless I'm traveling. And I do answer them personally. And again, I thank you for listening, and I hope you will tune in again next week. And more than that, I hope that you will explore this system and discover who you are as revealed by the mystic science of the cards that is hidden within our playing card deck. Okay, I wish everyone a perfect week of love and learning and joy and richness. Thank you again for listening. Bye-bye.
The stars. Like the child.